Yoga is not magic, sword swallowing or crystal gazing, but it's the art of super living as discovered by the ancient sages of India in 1500 BC. If the Western brothers only could learn the methods of the yogis, then they would learn to live 100 years in perfect health, happiness and great success. You people do not sleep correctly and allow your sleep to be disturbed by the mental movies of dreams. You subconsciously worry about unpaid bills and troubles. The reason for lying in this posture is to keep the internal organs floating in the tray of the chest and abdomen, free from any pressure. But by closing the eyes and in a relaxation, I can remain asleep several nights. And by opening the eyes and recharging the body, I can keep awake several days. Now I will go into the state of superconscious bliss by lifting my eyes higher in a relaxation and controlling my heartbeat.
Will you wait 1 minute? Will you come on quick?
The divine law requires the unity of your bodies, minds and aspirations and souls for the pursuance of one common goal of final spiritual liberation. Remember, greater than man-made laws and ceremonies is the sacred ceremony of your spontaneous determination to keep your heart and soul united to a common great purpose. Thus, understanding your highest spiritual purpose in seeking a spiritual union, I do hereby bless and unite the spirit of your souls. Thus, also recognizing your desire to seek a proper companion who can assist you in the spread of the super art of living, the message of Yogoda, I do hereby unite you in spirit of God.
All right.
I, Brahmachari Nirodh, avowed disciple of Yogoda, do hereby,
make a spontaneous
solemn determination according to the ancient custom of India before you and spirit
that I take
Agnes Spencer as my spiritual as my spiritual
co-partner,
co-partner
in the path of Yogoda,
in the path of Yogoda,
to which I dedicate my life.
I dedicate my life.
I, Agnes Spencer, as a loyal student of Yogoda, do also make a solemn determination
before you
and spirit
that I take
Brahmachari Nirodh
as my spiritual co-partner
in the path of Yogoda
to which I dedicate my life.
We take a solemn vow
before the holy fire.
Together.
Symbolized
as the divine fire.
In that sacred flame,
we melt
our unreasonable differences.
Determination,
and aspiration,
so that
we can make ornaments
of golden experiences,
to decorate our souls.
In the fragrance of the incense,
we bathe our soul
and cleanse our minds
of all fogs and doubts.
We make a solemn vow
to respect our reasonable differences
and obey the following rules.
We will work together
and help one another
for higher spiritual salvation.
We will be loyal to one another in every way
to the best of our ability.
We offer ourselves,
our united bodies,
minds and souls,
to the service of all humanity,
through Yogoda.
Whether in this life,
or beyond,
we as united souls,
bear goodwill for each other,
and humanity,
until final liberation is attained.
Heavenly Father,
give us our daily bread,
food, health, prosperity for the body,
efficiency for the mind,
thy wisdom and love for our souls.
We pray
that on the greater altar
of our united heart,
may God's love,
wisdom and bliss,
reign forever and forever.
With the string of our perpetual goodwill,
we seek your blessings.
With the strings of my perpetual goodwill, before the altar fire of God's omnipresent light, I unite your souls forever and forever in Christ, in the spirit of the masters of India and my guru preceptor. Om. Amen. Om.
Alright.
Last chance. Everybody together. It is also, this marriage is symbolical of breaking down the barriers
of the brown Caucasians of India and the white Caucasians of America. And may all barriers be removed forever, international, racial, and everything. For we are God's children always, and color and creed, this is our own belief. And in that spirit I give you this marriage, breaking all barriers, that we may all realize, we are now God's children, and we shall ever be afterwards. And may you remember this.
Lachri Mahashaya.